nothing but a hound dog. You cry all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Welcome back. It's 836 on the Mighty 990 FM, 107.9 AM 990, streaming all the time at Mighty990.com. Of course, some Elvis trivia coming up in just a bit here on the show. Speaking of hound dog, remember Todd, the hound dog, the Sam Elliott? Remember last week that was rescued by the Memphis 901 FC players? I got a note. How did you know to pick that song? Because just a few moments ago, I got a note from Kathy with the Carnival Animal Services that the dog is now, I guess, had shots and everything and is back home with its proper owner.
Aww.
How about that?
Happy story.
I know.
That producer-host connection.
Yeah, and she writes, I do think Todd is living his best life.
The hound dog.
The hound dog. The hound dog. Well, Todd, the station owner's living his best life, too. Yeah, but that's a happy story for sure. Just want to give you a follow-up on that. We promised you one, and now we got you one. Well, let's check in on the phone lines this morning. And joining us is State Senator Brian Kelsey this morning. Senator, thanks for joining us again here on KWAM. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great today. Thanks so much for having me on, Jim.
Appreciate
to hear about the dog doing.
A little bit of good news for sure. Yeah, last week looked pretty rough there. All right, yesterday for the last week or so, there's been a flurry of activity, but especially yesterday, Speaker Cameron Sexton in the House of Representatives had a letter signed by dozens of representatives urging Governor Bill Lee to call a special session in regards to the health departments and mask mandates. Specifically in this case, I think the catalyst was the mask mandate for the school kids. Have you heard anything about what on the Senate side if there's going to be a push to urge Governor Bill Lee?
Well, let me be 100% clear that I am one state senator who is very much in favor of calling a special session in regards to this issue, for sure. And I do think that there are many of my colleagues in the Senate that feel the same way. And hopefully we can get up to the 2/3 that we need to further call that special session. So, or the governor could call it on his own at any time, and I'm hopeful that he will take the prompt from this letter yesterday.
I talked to State Representative Mark White a couple of days ago, and I guess one of the challenges, he said, was, you know, Tennessee is such a long state, a wide state, and a lot of the problems aren't even realized in 89 of the 95 counties. What are you hearing from colleagues? Are you pretty confident that there's enough that would go along in a special session to provide some relief? Because oftentimes something that may seem like an isolated problem may not be something where they're convicted enough to follow through on something like this.
I think normally Representative White is absolutely correct. And let me be clear, too, that my colleague, my other Republican state senator who represents Shelby County, Senator Paul Rose, is also very much in favor of this special session. So he and I have both been talking to my colleagues, but I'll tell you, I'm shocked at how much sympathy there is for what's going on in Shelby County. I mean, what I hear is, you know, this should be the decision of, at the very least, this should be a decision that's being made by school boards. And, you know, how can and how should the local public health department be telling the Arlington school board what they need to be doing in their schools? They're not an educational body. They're a public health body. And of course, our public health director is unelected, not accountable to anyone. But then the one that really gets my colleagues, and so I'm hearing a lot of this, especially in West and Middle Tennessee, is when they say, oh my gosh, you have parents who, some of whom are paying as much as, gosh, I don't even know what the tuitions are these days, $20,000 a year at a private school to escape, you know, the bureaucracy of the public health department, and then they turn around and they're still, you know, telling them what they have to do and what they can't do in their own schoolrooms. That just seems to be a travesty to people throughout Middle and West Tennessee anyway. So hopefully it'll start to catch on in East Tennessee.
Yes, sir. In fact, we've heard that the Shelby County Health Department has been threatening shutdowns of not just the public schools, but as you mentioned, the private schools as well, which are obviously a different entity altogether. And how's your email box looking? Have people been reaching out to you on this? What's the magnitude of response from the public?
I think the phrase that we've all been using the last few days is that it is boiling over. I mean, yes, I'm receiving hundreds of emails on this subject, and people are in Shelby County are emailing state senators in other parts of the state too, because they're realizing that it ultimately takes 2/3. Of state senators to call a special session on this issue. And, you know, yeah, it's just reached a boiling point. You know, I mean, look, if if you feel that you need to wear a mask or you need to put your child in a mask for that child's safety, then by all means, go for it and do it. I mean, I'll be the first to admit, throughout our legislative session in Nashville, I was one of only a handful of people who did wear a mask the whole time because I wasn't vaccinated. I have no problem with that. But the mask is there to protect you. But what we're saying is that parents of children who don't want to put their kids in that situation, they should have that decision-making power too. And that's all we're really asking for.
I would love a quick civics lesson, if you don't mind. And State Senator Brian Kelsey is joining us today. I've heard that there are two different paths in order to get a special session. One, the governor, Bill Lee, can call one himself, but also two-thirds of the General Assembly could call it as well. Is there any difference on how that is handled based upon who makes the call?
No, once we get in there, it's the same thing. But whoever makes the call is the one who determines what are the subjects that we can cover once we're in special session. So it is important who ends up drafting that language to make sure that we get language that we all agree on so that we can solve our problem here in Shelby County. It's not just a problem in Shelby County. It's a problem throughout the state, as you saw from probably on the internet, the same pictures I did, that from Williamson County, just south of Nashville. I mean, they had 1,000 yes. angry parents in there speaking to their school board about mandating the mask.
And I know you and your colleague, of course, Mark White from the House, you both have your finger on the pulse of education here. We've seen the scores. The numbers are down, not just because of the virtual learning, which we can talk about some other day, but also, these measures, the masks, they're a distraction. Not every kid can wear them for various reasons. What's your gut feeling? Do you think that Governor Bill Lee will step up and make the call for the General Assembly? He seemed very tepid about this Monday. Or do you think that you will be amongst that two-thirds that will have to call it yourselves?
I fear that we might be in the latter camp and that we may have to end up doing it on our own. But I do appreciate my 73 Republican colleagues in the House for making that bold pronouncement yesterday. And I think that will start to put pressure on a number of my colleagues in the state Senate to join Senator Rose and myself in that call. But like you say, on the education front, this is a real issue. I mean, it turns out, we put pressure in the General Assembly. I mean, Mark White and I sponsored a bill as soon as it passed the Senate, not 3 days later, we put pressure on Shelby County schools and Nashville to come back to in-person learning. And it turns out after the scores were released here in the last 2 days, that we were absolutely right, that those students who were not having in-person learning showed the worst scoring results possible. They had the biggest learning loss. And so it's an important educational issue. But I just think back to, my mom, who was a kindergarten teacher. I mean, when you're teaching a child how to read, you're sounding out the words with your mouth, and you're really using, your lips to enunciate everything. If you've got a mask on, you can't do that. So I always am fearful of these one-size-fits-all solutions that the health department comes up with, because they're not taking education into account. And they're saying, even down to two-year-olds have to wear a mask into a preschool program. And that's just absurd. I have a two-year-old. I can tell you there's no chance that that's going to happen.
Oh, I have an eight-year-old, and it's tough. I can just imagine what would be with a two-year-old. State Senator Brian Kelsey, thank you for giving us time this morning. Thank you for your commitment to pushing for a special session in the General Assembly to address these issues. And it's very encouraging to hear that the call has gone out from Shelby County, from leaders like you, and the rest of the state is sympathetic to the cause, that we may get a solution sooner rather than later. Senator, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me, Tim. Have a great day.
You too. All right, there's State Senator Brian Kelsey, and that leads us to time for some Elvis trivia for a Mighty 990 Tumblr. Your chance to win if you are the caller with the correct answer to this question. From which clothing store did Elvis buy a lot of his clothing? Was it Goldsmiths? Was it Lansky Brothers? Or was it Old Navy? 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. The correct caller gets that Mighty 990 Tumblr. Give us a shout. Your chance to win right now on the Mighty 990. It's 846.